Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Donald Trump has decided to cancel his Republican debate he was going to host later this week. The good news, he only has to tell two people.
Yeah. That's Jay Leno having some fun with Donald Trump and the cancellation of that GOP debate. That's where we get started. It's another hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Here's talk host Greg Knapp with political analyst Maurice Bonomio about Trump's debate, the possibility that he may run as a third-party candidate. He could have a big impact on the presidential race. If he did, but that messes up his television show. You know the story. Let's hear more.
I love that in the Donald statement, he managed to slip in, the Republican Party candidates are very concerned that sometime after the final episode of The Apprentice on May 20th, but you got to love that, don't you, Maurice? Slip that in there.
You are so right. This guy is so full of horse roar. It's unbelievable. You know, Donald Trump is the biggest self-promoter that's ever existed that I can think of on this planet. Blah, 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 blah. More and more of the same old rhetoric. So if the Republican Party doesn't nominate the correct person, I may be seriously considering about entering the race as an independent. Excuse me, Donald, isn't this like the third time you've run for presidency of the United States and you failed the other two times?
The part that gets me is it's like a threat, Mark. And
it is a threat. You know, you got that right.
And I'm wondering, you know, he's garnered a lot of support from a lot of Republicans who were just looking for somebody brash, and so he kind of slipped into that thing. But he really risks, I think, losing a lot of his popularity by doing this, because if he does run as a third party, he's been telling us Obama's the worst thing for the nation. If he runs, he assures the second Obama term.
Yeah, you got that right. He sure, that's exactly what's going to happen. You hit the nail on the head. If he runs again and he's the nominee on that, he's going to, well, first of all, if he runs for an independent, which I don't buy independents jumping into a presidential race at all or any kind of race, because you ruin the outcome of who could possibly win, you know, the race period. So you're going to take votes. And a classic example is when Ross Perot ran against George Herbert Bush and Bill Clinton. If it wasn't for Perot, George Herbert Bush would have been president and not Bill Clinton. That's what happens when you get a third-party person in there. And the second place is, this guy has no chance in hell. He's doing it all for his own ego on that, and he ought to be ashamed of himself, because if he does seriously jump into this race, for the exact same reasons that you just stated, and I followed through on that, that's going to ruin this country. And he has no shame about that. He doesn't really care any more for this country than he cares for his own pocketbook and his own self-interest.
Well, you know,
that's the bottom line.
Yeah, you know what, Maurice, I would have actually liked to have seen this debate. I think it would have been interesting to see how it would be going around the networks, going around the journalists, the normal questions you would get. Would we get some different stuff? Would it be more entertaining? Would people who normally don't watch debates watch because they know who Donald Trump is? It might have brought in a whole nother audience that maybe now would learn something about the candidates. I kind of thought it would be a kind of a neat idea, but I understand the whole conflict of interest thing on somebody that had said he was already leaning towards the candidate and may run himself.
Right. And part of what you said, I agree with. And the other part where I don't agree with all due respect, is the fact that, first of all, can you tell me what cable station this was going to be on?
ION.
Okay. Well, what is that?
I don't know.
You know? I don't know. Who the heck knows? How many people are actually watching the presidential debates now? What are we up to, like 17,300?
Oh, no. They've actually been, there have been a lot of people watching these, actually. They said the ratings on these debates have been pretty good.
You know, I know a lot of people that I've talked to haven't even bothered. I mean, we just watched the news clips and the aspects of it. But then on the other hand, too, is that I don't pay that, in fairness to that statement, let me retract that, is that, you know, I don't really pay too much attention because I know the candidates, I already know where they stand for, and so on and so forth. So I'm, you know, focused on other things at this point in time. But that being said, you know, is that I'm not so sure Donald Trump would have been a good moderator for the whole thing anyway. And I don't know if I would necessarily, in Newsmax, too, the sponsor of that has been failing for the longest time. I used to be, and I know the publisher, he's a friend of mine, you know, but I used to be an avid reader of Newsmax from cover to cover, but it's just gone from, you know, a conservative magazine to a center left magazine, and now it's labeled as American Independent, which to me is a center left. And, you know, it's kind of just become another rag, so I don't even bother reading it anymore.
Up next, more on the Donald and the cancellation of that debate. That's next here on the Countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, the holidays can really be stressful.
Especially when you get the credit card bill.
Well, not at Rent-A-Center, because you don't need a credit card.
Get the brands you want and the flexible payments you need.
With no long-term commitments.
It's like taking a holiday from holiday bills.
Have a worry-free holiday at Rent-A-Center. Right now, get a special price on 60-inch LG HD TVs with delivery and setup included. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Hi, this is Ed Krell, Chief Executive Officer of Destination Maternity. It's a sad fact that each year, thousands of babies here at home and millions more worldwide are born too soon. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness of this crisis and put an end to premature birth for good. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
It's our biggest Christmas sale ever at Toys R Us. Hurry in for amazing deals on this year's hottest toys. Like buy two, get the third free, all VTech. Plus, it's our biggest video game sale of the year. Buy one, get one 50% off all video games and accessories. And earn 10% back with Rewards R Us. Our biggest loyalty offer ever. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Free and or discounted item must be of equal or lesser valued item purchased. Exclusions apply. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit Toys R Us for details.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown. Focus is on Donald Trump and that canceled debate, as I said. Wouldn't you think people that have more important things to talk about? Anyway, let's beat a dead horse some more with Al Sharpton talking to Jonathan Capehart from the Washington Post, who had talked to Trump the day before he canceled.
11 days after announcing he would moderate the Newsmax GOP debate, Trump's out, done, fired. But here's how he's spinning it.
They want me to announce that I won't run as an independent candidate, and I won't do that. Because if the Republicans picked the wrong person, I would, in fact, seriously consider running. But because of the fact that the Republicans are upset, and because of the fact that I refuse to give up the possibility of running as an independent candidate, I've decided to cancel the debate. I don't want to waste a lot of Newt's time or Rick Santorum's time or Donald Trump's time.
Really? Really? You don't want to waste time? I've got two words for you, Donald.
You're fired.
Jonathan, you just talked to Donald Trump yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday.
What did he tell you about the debate then?
Well, then he told me, because as I wrote today, I felt a tremor in the force. Something told me that Donald Trump could possibly pull out of the debate, given all the criticism that he was getting and Newsmax was getting, but also because there was no one showing up except Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich. So I called and asked, and he said, There are folks in the Republican Party who want me, who said that if I no longer did the debate, that the candidates would go and do the debate, because why would they want to give a platform to someone who could possibly run against them as an independent? And he told them he refused to do that. And then we talked about what kind of debate he was going to do with those two candidates. And he said, well, maybe we'll do it as a chat.
He was still doing it.
Oh, yeah. He told me that maybe Gingrich and I will sit there and do it as a chat. So I was very surprised this afternoon to find out that Donald Trump had he changed his mind and decided not to do this debate.
What changed his mind? Is it just so he's so embarrassed that he can't get with two candidates?
Well, look, I don't know if it's embarrassment, because as we both know, Donald Trump, I think, is incapable of embarrassment. But I do think that what we see is Donald Trump being very aggressive in protecting the one thing we know he holds most dear, and that's Trump.
Well, I think no matter how he cuts it, though, this brings him down as a perceived power broker. How much power do you have when you can't get the leading contenders to come to your forum?
Well, he would argue that he did get the leading contender to come to the forum. Newt Gingrich said yes right away.
No, leading contenders.
Well, true.
You've got to have Bachman, you have to have
Perry.
Michelle Bachman went to see him four times and says, I'm not coming to his forum.
Right. No, you're right. This does take some of the luster off of Donald Trump's brand. And I think a lot of people look at Donald Trump and what he's doing. Inserting himself into the Republican primary process is a bit bothersome and a bit nettlesome. But you and I both know that if they do not choose a candidate who Donald Trump thinks can lead the Republicans to take over the White House, he will jump into the race, or at least make enough noise to box up the race, the campaign between the Republican nominee and President Obama.
Talk host Robert Rees here with Donald Trump, talking about bailing out of the debate and comments about equal time concerns, yada, yada, yada.
This is what he has to say about it. The Republican Party candidates are very concerned that sometime after the final episode of The Apprentice, which is on May 20th, when the equal time provisions are no longer applicable to me, I will announce my candidacy for President of the United States as an independent. And that unless I conclusively agree not to run as an independent, they will not agree to attend or be part of the Newsmax debate scheduled for December 27th, 2011. Let me back this thing up and explain this just a little bit. Equal time provisions. This is something, frankly, a lot of people don't understand. I did not know about it that much, to be honest, until I got into radio a few years ago.
You should have taken a broadcasting law class like I did.
I should have taken broadcasting law class. Instead, I just winged it. I didn't know what I was getting into. And so, equal time provisions. See, he's running The Apprentice right now. And so while he's on The Apprentice, what is that? Is that an hour-long show?
I think it's an hour-long
show. It's an hour-long show.
Yeah,
so once a week.
Prime time.
Yeah, once a week, prime time, an hour long. And so there are actually broadcasting rules that say, hey, it's simple as that, equal time. If you're running for office and you're on the radio for an interview or something like that, then there's equal time provisions. For example, for myself, if I have a candidate on my show, then I need to at least offer their competitor, their opponent, the chance to come on for the same amount of time. If I don't at least offer that, I can get in trouble, for one. And so, for that case, I've had friends who have been in radio and who have decided to run for county board or state legislation, and they've had to quit radio while they are running because of that equal time provision. Because, here they're doing a radio show 3 hours a day. And I know a guy, he was in sports talk radio. He wasn't even doing political. He was just in sports, but it doesn't matter. He's on the radio. He's got this broadcast, network there. Even if you're not even talking about running for election, if somehow people find out you're running for election, they may tune into you more, and therefore you're getting a lot more exposure than your opponent, and it's unfair. So they have this equal time provision. Well, so Donald Trump doing The Apprentice, an hour every single week, well, then whatever station that's on, CBS or whatever, would have to give each candidate in the GOP, if he was running as a Republican, they'd have to give each candidate an hour.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
Up next, we turn our attention to some of the real candidates who are actually running the GOP presidential race on the Countdown Show.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio and talk television, you know, that's what people use for fodder for conversation, what other people are saying, yada, yada. Here's Bill O'Reilly and Charles Krauthammer talking about the growing number of Republicans who say they won't support Gingrich.
There are reports all over the place that some establishment Republicans will not support Newt Gingrich, even though the former speaker is one of the most prominent Republicans in the country. Does Gingrich have a GOP problem, Charles?
There are two reasons why I think they're against him, or at least a large number are. Number one, they're worried that he's too erratic or mercurial, unreliable. In a way, he's sort of a victim of his own creative intelligence. He wakes up with, you know, seizing on a new idea, and these people wonder if he'll wake up one morning the way he did in the past on individual mandate or global warming, seize with a new idea as president, and surprise people by being rather unconservative. So that's number one. The second is, I think they're worried about if he can be elected. And a lot of them are worried that if he were on the ticket, he would do so badly that he would hurt the House and the Senate, even. I've heard some talk about.
But why would he do badly if he's, you know, got momentum in the Republican precincts now in the primary systems, according to polls? Why would he do badly in the general?
Well, here's the thinking. And, of course, we don't know right now. It's a good question. And we will get empirical evidence over the next few months when we see especially how Newt does in the primaries that are open. That means that independents and Democrats are allowed to vote in. So that'll tell us a lot. But the reason that the, quote, establishment is worried today is that they think that Newt's baggage, I'm not talking about the personal, I'm talking about the fact that he got the money from Freddie Mac, other kind of ideological and, if you like, commercial problems he's had in the past. They're worried that even though the conservative electorate in the primaries will overlook that and not care about it because he has been a hero to the movement. He brought them back to power after 40 years of Democratic control. They're afraid that independents and disaffected Democrats, on whom the election will hinge, will not be as accommodating to Newt's problems.
Here's radio man Bill Handel talking about Ron Paul, some of his controversial positions, and if he really stands a chance of winning the nomination.
He wrote it. He voted against the Civil Rights Act, you know, in 1965. Did you know that? One of the few who did. And not because he doesn't like black people. It's because he doesn't think the government should have been involved. You can't force integration. You can't force people to not hire who they want to or sell houses. The government has no business doing that. So all these quota systems, for example, I can't discriminate against blacks or Hispanics or Asians. I'm not allowed to discriminate against them. Now, granted, I have, of course, never hired nor will I ever hire any member of an ethnic minority. But that is only because I'm under the radar. Very small business. Try to do that at IBM. Try to do that at Apple. He wants to come back to the gold standard. That one I love. Gold standard's a tough one, and I'll tell you why. Because you can't create new wealth. You can only create money. You can only have the basis as gold for any money the government prints. Which means, let's say you're issuing a new stock, and there's valuation there. And, of course, nothing backs it up except the confidence of the new stock. You can't do it. Can't do it! Because you have to have gold that backs up the money. So that brings the economy to a screeching halt. He wants out of every country in the world. It's none of our business, the sovereignty of other countries. He wants us out of the Middle East because it causes terrorist reprisals against us. He is so anti-government. So journalists and politicos, how do you characterize this guy? Well, he's a politician with a very vast support network, raises money very quickly. He's old. He's grumpy. He holds alienating positions that are very far from mainstream America. He has high name recognition. He polls well. He is an enigma. I think he's a little too far out. I think he's a lot too far out.
Okay, let's see. Jerry Sandusky. We haven't talked about him since yesterday, so let's do some more of that. Penn State scandal in the focus on the Talk Radio Review.
Jay Farner at Quicken Loans. You know, we've been talking for years about how great mortgage interest rates are, but what's happening right now is something truly special. Having been in the mortgage business for nearly 20 years, I've never seen anything like this. Over the last 40 or 50 years, we haven't seen anything like this. Rates are shockingly low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR, 4.22%. Take the 5 minutes and call Quicken Loans today at 800-401-0027. We'll walk you through the process, and if it makes sense, we'll help you lock in that rate and close on a new mortgage. And if it doesn't make sense, you'll know you took the time to make sure you weren't missing out. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to QuickenLoans.com. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass you by. Call now to see how Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Get the gift of big savings at the PetSmart Great Gift Sale. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save 20% on all Whisker City cat furniture and save 40% on all Pet Holiday by Top Paw sweaters, coats, and holiday apparel. Plus, select tropical fish are 2 for $3. Don't miss these great gift deals and more. Friday through Sunday only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offers valid December 9th to the 11th.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree tray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're halfway through our hour of the countdown. Doug Steffen here with a welcome back, and starting out with Piers Morgan talking to Carl Rominger from Sandusky's defense team about the reason Rominger waived the right or asked to have the rights to the preliminary hearing waived this week.
Fascinating decision by the defense team, almost unprecedented, certainly in Pennsylvania. The big question I was asking, why did you waive Jerry Sandusky's rights to have this hearing today?
Unprecedented in large cases, normal in almost everyday cases, I have to point that out. But the biggest issue here was what we got in exchange for the waiver. What we got was an assurance that the bail would not be moved no matter what happens. So basically, the Commonwealth gave up their ability to raise the bail even if they bring new charges. We don't believe there's anything in the pike right now, but they hinted that that was a possibility. They also conceded to give us discovery early. In Pennsylvania, we get no discovery at the time of the preliminary hearing. Other states, you get extensive discovery at this stage. So that was very important to begin digesting it.
But the key thing about Pennsylvania's process, which has always been seen as advantageous to a defense team, is that you get to see potential witnesses against you, and you get to examine them, see how credible they are, and perhaps use their evidence in these pre-hearings in the real trial to show contradiction and eliminate them as witnesses. You've taken a big gamble, haven't you, in removing your client's right to have all that?
We have, but it was a close call, and Joe Amendola, who is the primary attorney, made that call in conjunction with the client, and they chose it, and in consultation with me briefly, but they chose it between them, and I don't disagree with their decision, to take the certainty and give up, because we do have extensive information that we've developed on our own. We've actually interviewed some of these witnesses through the defense investigator. We have already seen that McCreary's testimony is falling apart. He's basically said by the grand jury to be an incredibly credible witness and has now turned out to be discredible. So with all that in mind, we sort of made a meeting of the minds with the prosecutors that we wouldn't generally have made if they hadn't made the significant concessions on future bail issues.
Of course, the cynic would say that the reason you've done this is that 11 people were going to take the stand today and potentially tomorrow, and make a series of horrendous allegations against your client, including child rape. Yeah, many of those would have been people who were very young at the time. They say, these accusers, and I repeat, they are accusers, it's not been proven, that Jerry Sandusky committed right. appalling crimes on them. 2 days of that, and your ability to do any kind of plea bargain down the line could well have been eliminated by furious public opinion.
There is an argument in that case. I can tell you, however, there's been no exchange of information for a plea bargain. There's no discussion of a plea bargain. And frankly, given Jerry's advanced age, I doubt that the Commonwealth would offer a plea that he would find palatable. So it's a case that's probably headed to trial anyhow. That said, I can see why people would think that. But I would say again, we will get the grand jury transcripts eventually, which will give us their sworn statements. So while we lost it at the preliminary hearing stage, we will get their sworn statements eventually.
Taco's Dory Munson. Jerry Sandusky, again, he talks about him and the defense team's big gaffe during a press conference.
The defense team and Joe Amendola, the strategy is Mike McQuarrie is the assistant coach who supposedly saw Sandusky having sex with a 10-year-old boy in the shower.
When he was 28.
Well, when McQuarrie
was 28.
Yeah, and Sandusky was in his 50s, yeah. Okay, so they want to say, look, McQuarrie did not report what he told the grand jury. And what Amendola said on the courthouse steps this morning is, do you really believe if Mike McQuarrie had gone to the university president, the athletic director, to Joe Paterno, and said he saw my client having sex, and they would have only said, hey, Jerry, just stay off campus. There's no way. But listen to how Joe Amendola, Sandusky's attorney, phrased it on the courthouse steps this morning.
Anyone is naive enough to think for a minute that Tim Curley, Joe Paterno, and Gary Schultz, and for that matter, Graham Spanier, the university president, were told by Mike McQuarrie that he observed Jerry Sandusky having anal sex with a 10-year-old-looking kid in a shower room at Penn State on Penn State property, and her response was simply to tell Jerry Sandusky that don't go in a shower room anymore with kids. I suggest you dial 1-800-REALITY, because that makes absolutely no sense.
Okay, so Joe Amendola says, if you believe that story, you should dial 1-800-REALITY. And so, we did dial 1-800-REALITY, and here's what you get when you dial that number.
Hey guys, welcome to the hottest place for triple X action. Get ready for pleasure with gay, bi, and bi-curious studs. Just 99 cents per minute for voice personals and amateur talk, and only $2.99 per minute for live one-on-one talk with a hot guy who'll do anything you want. Trust Prime National. You must be over 18.
And this is
get
real.
Your credit card now to join the fun.
This is actually what you get when you dial 1-800-REALITY, the phone number that Joe Amendola gave on the courthouse stuff. Could this story... I mean, and again, the underlying Sandusky story is horrible and tragic and infuriating. Could this part of the story be any more perfect, though?
Up next, the National Transportation Safety Board wants to ban cell phones in your car. We'll hear how talk radio reacts to that next on the countdown.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior's water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap. Superior water, you'll enjoy. Call 1-800-WATERBOY.
Attention hip implant patients. Are you in constant pain? Have you received a letter from your doctor about your implant? Have you had or need a revision surgery? Do you have high levels of metal, chromium, or cobalt in your blood? Over 90,000 hip implant devices have been recalled due to defects and failures resulting in revision or replacement surgery. If you have a recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823 to see if your implant is affected by the recalls. If you or a loved one has a defective or recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823. That's 800-251-7823. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-251-7823.
The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California, 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by separate local counsel for principal responsibility.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on ElfYourself.com, but OfficeMax found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Just for less than OfficeMax! Like the Toshiba Satellite Laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly! Knowledgeable staff standing by! Stop in now!
Gifts for less at OfficeMax.
Don't delay! Prices good through 12/10!
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
So what do you think about the National Transportation Safety Board's proposal to ban cell phones in cars? More big government at your service and not on your side. Erica Hill and Jeff Glor from CBS talk to former NTSB Chairman Mark Rossiger about the likelihood this proposal would actually become a federal law.
The government has a plan to change the way you drive. On Tuesday, the National Transportation Safety Board called on all states to make texting, emailing, or talking on a cell phone illegal while driving.
Right now, 35 states and the District of Columbia ban texting while driving. 9 states and D.C. bar the use of handheld cell phones by drivers. And 30 states ban all cell phone use for beginning drivers. This is clearly a radical suggestion. Mark, you call it a noble cause. Can it happen?
Oh, certainly it can happen. But there may well be technological advances that actually negate the need for something like this.
Like?
Well, for example, the NTSB asked the manufacturers of the consumer electronic product and the cellular telephone industry to create some applications which, in fact, would disable the device while the driver is moving. That can happen. But also, I think the board really missed the boat with an opportunity to really advance highway safety by not only requiring, for example, the banning, if you will, of the cell phone use, but to have required the manufacturers of automobiles to put in frontal collision avoidance technology, which means not only did you not necessarily have to worry about the cell phone being a distraction, but any other distraction might have also been covered. For example, a coffee falling in your lap, for example. The car would sense as it approaches another car an imminent collision, and at that point it would apply the brake.
Yeah, during the break we were talking about the fact that this isn't the only distraction in a car. I mean, you could be in an argument with the person next to you, the kids are in the back seat, there's an animal. How significant of a difference is the threat of dealing with a cell phone, texting, emailing versus these other more common things that have been around for years ever since the car first hit the road?
Well, we've always known that distractions existed. In this particular case, though, we know, for example, that 3,000 people died last year. 900,000 people were in accidents as a result of distracted driving. So something needed to be done. And that's why the board, after they investigated this Missouri accident, decided to really take a very, very giant step toward eliminating distracted driving as a result in cell phone use.
You think if all this stuff gets implemented, if it does, it would take decades?
I believe it's going to be a long haul, a very heavy lift.
Okay.
It has now left the NTSB and has been now put in the laps of the 50 state legislatures. When you get into the legislative process, it becomes a political process.
Yeah.
And at that point, the user community will come out in droves if they want to continue to use their cell phone.
Talk host Keith Larson here with the AAA's Tom Crosby. They talk about some of the misinformation that's going around about this particular proposal.
Do you go along with this cell phone ban where they want to ban anything and everything cell phone in a car?
Well, the media has misinterpreted that. They wanted to ban all the handheld. They wanted to ban all the texting. But they left it open for in-vehicle technology, which typically I believe is Bluetooth or any Uconnect or any of the hands-free cell phone technology that's built into the vehicle itself.
That's not what I've seen.
I know. Well, it wouldn't be the first time that the media has misinterpreted something, would it?
Then let's go as best we can to the actual person, because her conversation is all conversations, cell phone. I mean, that...
They stopped just short of what they called in-vehicle technology. They said depending on what type of in-vehicle technology, was developed. So that was in their release.
Let's get that exactly, because that's not what's being reported anywhere.
I agree.
I'll be happy to find that out.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing to look at. And you know, I think one of the things that's happening in the in-vehicle technology is the fact that, there's... where you can just say dial Keith Larson and it dials you without you ever having to take your eyes off the road or your hands off the wheel.
And National Transportation Safety Board Chairwoman Deborah Herzman acknowledged complying would involve changing what has become ingrained American behavior. We're not here to win a popularity contest. No email, no text, no update, no call is worth a human life.
Right.
Tom, everything in this, she's talking all calls. No conversing on the telephone. Texting, emailing, or chatting while driving is too dangerous. The board is urging all states to impose total bans, except for emergencies. That's it.
Yeah, well, let me see. That means...
That's what I haven't seen anybody anywhere anything except you this morning. And look, if you're correct, great. But so far, you're the only one interpreting this as though it's not everything. She's clearly saying everything. No email, no text, no update, no phone call is worth a human life.
Right. Well, I would agree with that statement.
Talk host Bruce St. James, Family Hughes, and Rob Hunter talking about the cell phone ban and whether they agree with the findings or the ideas of the National Transportation Safety Board.
That the NTSB, the National Transportation Safety Board, unanimously recommended that all states should ban cell phone use while driving. They compared it to DUI, to driving under the influence. The effects, the deaths, the injuries, and the impairment level that happens while operating a motor vehicle. And you know what? I agree. And I hate to agree. I believe in freedoms. You know that. I also, though, don't believe that freedom should extend to the point that you're allowed to operate a 4,000-pound missile when I'm on the road and be impaired. And because I don't believe drunk, I think drunk driving, it should be against law. I think impaired driving, which is talking, texting, playing Bejeweled or Angry Birds on your phone while driving, that we need to make it first offense and... We need to stop it. I'm just at the point now where I did it driving into work day. I paid attention, and it's a hell of a lot more. What was that study? 1 in 20, 1 in 100?
Yeah.
No, it's 1 in 4, 1 in 5 people on I-10 when I'm driving are doing the looking down, looking up, looking down, looking up. They're playing on their phone while they're driving, and it drives me nuts.
Yeah, but good luck enforcing it, because what the NTSB is also calling for is not just the looking down, looking up, looking down, looking up. You know, people who are fiddling with their actual phones. They're also looking to ban Bluetooth, whether it's that little doohickey you've got wrapped around your ear,
no talking on
or
phone.
You know, if you've got the wireless technologies in your car, they're looking to ban it all.
I agree. Shouldn't talk on your phone while driving.
You know
the
what?
Car is in motion, you shouldn't be talking on the phone.
Good luck. Yeah, good luck enforcing enforcing that because the cat has been out of the bag for years. This isn't something that just happened
people
overnight.
People used to drive drunk and say they drove better.
Well, but from like in 1980, remember you had the big old brick phone that was in the console of the car.
It was like the size of a lunch pail.
And, like, and it had like the cord on it and everything.
Still had one of those.
I don't know how you regulate this, and I think that that's going to be the biggest caveat to whether or not states move forward.
The war is over in Iraq. That's next in the focus on the Talk Radio Countdown. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Okay, so we have a lot of focus here this week in talk radio circles, issue-oriented talk television, the left and the right, and the end of the war in Iraq seems to be on a lot of people's minds, including Dylan Radigan, who talks here to John Soltz from VoteVets.org, and Matthew Ho from the Center for International Policy. They talk about the future of Iraq after our troops leave.
What is the canary in the coal mine for people like myself and every other American as we try to gauge whether America's security in that region is increasing or decreasing as we view the news coming out of Iraq over the next year?
Well, I think the first thing is it's very humbling for the people who fought in this war so many times over the last 8.5 years to get home, and it's a welcome home moment for everyone. In regards to the future of Iraq, look, there's going to be violence in Iraq. It's not going to increase necessarily because we left, because we never dealt with the political problems on the ground. There was violence long before we left, or long before we entered, and there's going to be violence long after we leave. The Iranian influence in Iraq is a huge concern. Most likely we're going to see Sunni groups press the Maliki administration, try to probably continue their objective to assassinate key government officials. And the Iranians are not going to do some type of invasion of Iraq like the right wing is pointing out. They have huge political influence inside the Iraqi government. So I would expect to see some testing of the Iraqi government and violence continue to be what it's always been, which is a good clip of civilians getting killed across the country.
Matt, when you go back to the beginning of this war and its broadest mandate in the context of 9/11, in the context of the war in Afghanistan, forget any of the stated objectives. It is clear that America commits foreign resources, its soldiers and its treasure, in order to pursue its own security and the security of its allies around the earth. If you were to look at our current position, if you were to look at the stability of our relationships in the Middle East, both militarily and diplomatically, how would you characterize them today? And what are the key drivers as to whether that relationship deteriorates or improves?
Tom Ricks wrote a book called Fiasco about the first part of the Iraq War, and I don't know if there's a better or more apt title. If you look at what the costs were, and you look at who benefited. I mean, let's just talk about who benefited from us invading Iraq and occupying Iraq. Iran did, because now their enemy, the bulwark against Iranian power in the Gulf, Iraq, and Saddam Hussein is gone. Al-Qaeda benefited. Our invasion and occupation of Iraq was probably the biggest recruitment tool that they had. And in terms for the Iraqis, a handful of Iraqi exiles who we brought back into the country benefited by being put in positions of power or becoming rich. But for the United States, the costs were dramatic. We know the physical costs in terms of 4,500 dead Americans, over 30,000 wounded, cost us $1 trillion, and it cost us our prestige, and it cost us our honor. I'm not sure if we'll talk about the president's speech today, but getting to the president's speech, I was disappointed he didn't acknowledge that. The president was right about Iraq in 2002 and 2003, when the majority of the country wanted to go to war. And now the majority of the country realizes that Iraq was a mistake. And so I'm disappointed the president didn't say that, say that to the world. That would have made a big difference to not just the Iraqis, but also to a lot of people in this world in terms of getting the image of the prestige of the United States back again.
Middle East reporter Alistair Wanklin talks to Mandy Cannell, her talk radio program, and the situation in Iraq.
The security is pretty good these days. The surge worked. And there are a few attacks recorded every day in Iraq, but they are generally pretty low level. Some of it is petty criminality. The troops, of course, are leaving by the day, several hundred crossing out every day. We had, at last count, 5,500 still in country at just two bases in the outside of Iraq. And we expect the U.S. military will be gone from here well in advance of the end-of-year deadline. Mandy?
Now, is that every member of the military, or is this combat troops and there's still support staff? I've been a little squishy on that.
It is everyone. The combat troops officially left a year and a half ago. After that, it was just a training mission here. Of course, there were still tens of thousands of troops involved in that. But the ones meeting right now are basically every soldier in the country. There will be a handful left at the embassy, but they will just be the kind of the regular mission that you have at any embassy worldwide. So you can kind of exclude them from the counting. There will be a huge American embassy here in future, 16,000 to 17,000 people employed. Some of them, of course, State Department diplomats. A lot of them just private contractors. There is, of course, the big problem here. Iran is pretty influential and has been gaining clout in Iraq in recent years, in the past 2 years. And clearly the diplomats assigned to Baghdad in future are going to have quite a tough job counteracting that Iranian influence and trying to influence Iraq's future when Iran nearby is trying to do exactly the same.
You know, Alistair, a little bit of that surprises me because Iraq and Iran have been so historically at each other's throats for so long. Why does it seem that now, I mean, obviously there's a proximity issue. So, I mean, they're right next door to each other.
They share a long border. Mm-hmm. But you're right, Matt. They went to war in the 1980s, and plenty of Iraqis would prefer not to have to be in bed with Iran. They are divided, clearly divided ethnically. They do share a common religion. And, of course, they have big trade ties. And the American position is that other Arab countries in the region need to start opening embassies here in Baghdad and start helping Iraq climb out of Iran's sphere of influence.
Now, for a more thorough background, the things that are on the countdown, you can elaborate at DougStepan.com.